The Humboldt Community School District leadership is watching and analyzing the county's COVID-19 numbers as the start of the school year draws near. Humboldt Superintendent of Schools Jim Murray and the administrative staff are continuing to work with Humboldt County Public Health to get students back in the classroom safely. This includes looking at Humboldt County's COVID-19 cases, positivity rate, and other metrics when deciding what learning model to implement when returning to learn. Murray says that the state has given guidance on what numbers to look at when it comes to making a transition to hybrid or remote learning.
One is positivity rate, and the other is attendance, and so the percentage of students who are attending. Obviously, we don't have any attendance rates right now until we begin on August 26th, but I want to ensure that our families that we're working closely with Jolene Cernat from Humboldt County Department of Public Health.
The superintendent does say that the discussions of this data has to be put in perspective when talking about Humboldt County.
Remember, we don't have a Test Iowa site here in Humboldt County. And so typically, the number of people who are getting tested in our county would be symptomatic to be able to receive those tests. We don't test everybody who wants a test. And so if they have symptoms and they're approved to get a test, it's likely that they will return with a positive test.
Murray continues to put Humboldt County's numbers in perspective when discussing number of people tested compared to larger regions.
Also, when our numbers are less than 10 persons getting tested each day, that's going to drive up our positivity rates also. So, for example, last week we had 9 people tested in Humboldt County, 4 of which were positive. So that'd be a 44% positivity rate. Whereas if you go to more areas like Des Moines or you go to those larger districts, they're getting thousands of people tested per day.
Murray says the plan for the district remains the same. They hope to get the students back to face-to-face learning in the safest manner possible.